This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more.
So thank you so much for joining us. We are 35 days out from this referendum against corporate world government, unelected government. I really feel sorry for people that are so ignorant, so brainwashed, so confused that they would not support Donald J. Trump. I mean, Hillary Clinton does not give people tips. She does not let you look her in the eyes. She doesn't give people that work for her Christmas presents. And, of course, that's just the person she is individually. She loves killing Christians worldwide. She loves putting Al-Qaeda and ISIS in control. She's a communist Chinese spy. They knew for a decade that they were taking massive amounts of blood out of the Arkansas prison system. They were the number one supplier to Bayer and producing Factor VIII blood product that every treatment had HIV and hepatitis in it, A, B, and C. Now look up the Clinton blood scandal. It was on NBC News, ABC News. People went to prison at Bayer. They didn't. Because by the time it all came out in the 90s, they were the presidents, co-president. And by the way, the media makes fun of it when I call her co-president. They used to go, she was really co-president. Talking to Secret Service and others, and Hillary was more president than he was. She's already been in the White House for 8 years. We already had a female president. I could care less if she was a woman, if she wasn't a monster. I'm telling you, folks, we're going to get judged. And if you don't believe in God, that's your issue. We're going to be judged if Hillary Clinton ends up getting into office. I'm telling you. And by judged, I mean she's going to start bigger wars. She's going to loot the economy. She wants poor people she controls. She gets off on you being poor, living in your mother's basement. She gets off on you not having a car or air conditioning. So does Obama. These are eugenicists. These are globalists. They love you being poor and them being able to buy you for pennies. It's a dominance game. They're so twisted and so jealous and so envious. It's like twisted dominance that they don't want any competition. They hate good-looking people. They hate wealthy people. They hate successful people. They hate artists. That's who they are. I've studied their MO. I've talked to the experts. They concur. A truly dominant person wants to raise everybody up and empower people and build Valhalla or the Fields of Elysium. A truly dominant person is so confident that they want to see you become greater than they are. That's the true mark. And are ready to lay themselves down for innocence because chivalry just buoys up in them. And it's always been a competition between the chivalrous and the psychopathic. And the chivalrous won't go manipulate the masses until things get really, really dark. Then they rise to the occasion and they don't manipulate them. They lead them. The problem is with high-tech systems, the psychopaths, the sociopaths have created a system where they've created masses of disconnected, domesticated people that aren't living in the real world who now think of the psychopaths and controllers as their mommies and daddies and hiss with hatred at those that are trying to build a better world and trying to lift up the general population. But the globalists want a giant, dumbed-down, massive, drooling, idiotic horde. And they've pretty much built it. They've created the crises. They've greased the skids. They have not let the crises go to waste. They have admittedly created a docile, mindless, thumb-sucking, snot-nosed psychopath guild beneath them now that has basically artificially become them. When I come back, I'm going to nail this next segment. I'm going to play Hillary having disdain and being two-faced towards her minions, Sanders voters. I'm going to get into I am Bill Clinton's son, I am real. There was no DNA test, and Roger Stone from 8 months ago talking about it, and more, the exclusive inside scoop on that, WikiLeaks, and so much more coming up. It's a jam-packed second hour. Your calls. I'm Alex Jones. Spread the word. History's happening now. We are now only 35 days out from the historic November 8th election.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Just during the break, I was out there in the control room, and Fox News had the headline, Clinton leads after first debate in polls. And I've gone out and looked at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different methodologies, and Trump was leading in many scientific, but in hundreds of big online polls with millions of people where you can only vote once in many of them. But it doesn't matter because CNN came out and said she was 20 points ahead with a whole fake methodology, sampling almost double the amount of Democrats they did Republicans. And then by today, a week later, it's everywhere that he lost hands down. He lost. Oh, but there's no coverage of the debate commission admitting that he was right that they turned his microphone off to the crowd. They couldn't hear him when he was talking, and it was really weird, and they were all, huh? Couldn't hear him. Just turned off to the crowd, and then they would fade it down whenever Lester Holt would start talking over him. I would notice, I really can't hear Trump all of a sudden. They were in there totally gaming it. They're totally discredited. But they've already gamed everything else, and you know they're gaming the new polls to create the perception he's losing, and Fox News is leading the charge of disinformation other than Fox and Friends and Sean Hannity. It is disgusting. There it is. Clinton leads in polls after first debate. Turd blossom. That's what George Bush called him. Karl Rove, the guy that, you know, just goes out and raises all the Republican money and then makes sure that the Republicans lose the elections. Talk about a wolf in sheep's clothing. He works for the family that calls the Clintons their son and Bill Clinton their brother. That's who that guy works for. And you know what? You blue blood Republicans want more of that? Good. The country's going to be over. You people are sick. Karl Rove is sick. I can't stand the fact that he lives in the same town as I do. Unbelievable carpetbagger. And I know he's from Alabama, folks. The point is the guy's not a Texan. I'm just so sick of whether you're from Kennebunkport, Maine, or you're from Alabama down here giving Texas a bad name. It'd be like if I went up to Alabama and did a bunch of bad stuff and said I was from Alabama. Just get the hell out of the state, Rove. Excuse me. By the way, I have a new article in the Huffington Post. Bernie Sanders has responded to Hillary saying we got people living in basements, people that are baristas. They want all this free stuff because, you know, they don't see an economy. He's come out and said, I agree with that. And somebody gave you the quote of Bernie Sanders. Hillary Clinton is absolutely correct about my supporters, close quote. Clinton expressed sympathy for Sanders supporters and hacked audio from earlier this year. No, ladies and gentlemen, no. You know why this is disingenuous? Because Sanders was saying, you can have free health care and free education. All these billionaires don't pay taxes. What he didn't tell you is you could take all their money and it wouldn't pay for stuff for a year. Or that they're the ones that lobby to be tax exempt and are actually funding you and Hillary. All the billionaires, all of them, except for Gary Haven, are giving money. That was in the Associated Press last week. All of them are giving to Hillary, nothing to Trump. You're like, oh, that rich guy. You know, I've heard so many liberals on TV go, stuff's gotten really bad under this system. That's why we don't want Trump. Like, he's been in office. You people are jokes. In fact, there's a new video out we've got. There's a new Mark Dice video we're going to get to as well. It's going to be a jam-packed hour. But since we mentioned that, we've got a report here where Washington's Free Beacon that got the audio, Lachlan Marquet discussed a story he broke about leaked Clinton audio. Here it is.
Some are in mood of politics completely. They're children of the Great Recession, and they are living in their parents' basement. They feel that they got their education, and the jobs that are available to them are not at all what they envisioned for themselves, and they don't see much of a future.
That's Hillary Clinton talking about Bernie Sanders supporters at a Virginia fundraiser back in February, recorded and apparently recovered from hacked emails. Joining me now, Lachlan Marquet, staff writer for the Washington Free Beacon, a conservative paper. That's where the audio first showed up. Where'd it come from?
It came from a website called DCLeaks.com, which is suspected of having ties to Russian hackers that we've seen intruding into all sorts of political databases recently, DNC, DCCC, and apparently, actually, the account of a White House staffer who was volunteering on the Clinton campaign, which is where this email and the audio that was in it came from.
Now, she said this during the primary when she was running against Bernie Sanders, and her campaign is saying this audio is taken out of context. How so?
Well, you know, I think it was clear that she was expressing some sympathy for these people she was saying live in their parents' basement. But I think it does reinforce, you know, it kind of sounds like a stereotype of millennials. And as a millennial, I can say we're sort of tired of being stereotyped. And I think that's what is really going to irk some of Sanders supporters. And these are people who she's still having trouble bringing into her camp. Only about half of Sanders supporters, according to recent polls, say they're committed to voting for Hillary. Her going on the trail recently with Sanders has demonstrated that she thinks she needs that support. And this, I think, is only going to exacerbate.
That's enough. Now let's go to this other one. Daily Beast Jackie Kucinich actually tells the truth. I guess she'll probably get fired. Leaked audio shows Clinton is two-faced with Sanders supporters. Here it is.
The Trump campaign
needs. The idea that she's saying this to her friends behind closed doors to donors, just like Basket of Deplorables, like she's putting one face forward to Bernie Sanders supporters saying, please come vote for me. Mm-hmm. And then behind closed doors being like, look at these kids. So that two-faced appearance also is just, that's hurtful.
Basket of
Deplorables. And again, I'm coining the term the delusionals. I guess we're going to put a graphic out today that shows them as the delusionals, some of the mainstream media reporters. Now, continuing here, I want to go to another clip, and this deals with the story that's top of GrudgeReport.com. I am Bill Clinton's son. I am real. And there was no DNA test. That's been confirmed. And, of course, the person we're talking about is Danny Williams. And Roger Stone has talked a lot about this on air. A man claiming to be Bill Clinton's illegitimate son via a prostitute continues to campaign to have the former president recognize him. We'll scroll through from the Daily Mail that basically scooped us with the photos, with the history, with the background. Because we were planning in the next few days to have a big data dump on this, but that's fine. I'm just glad the information is coming out. Danny Williams, 30, claims he is the biological son of former President Bill Clinton. Rumors about Clinton were coming out while he was still governor of Arkansas. Danny's mother, Bobby Ann Williams, was a prostitute. She says she is certain Clinton is the father. He was her only white client at the time. In December, Danny set up a Facebook page reiterating his claim to be Clinton's son. The page also includes claims that Hillary banished him. And that is exactly what happened. Bill was giving him money and presents until he was, what, 14 years old or so. And Hillary shut the whole thing down. Look for more with Mr. Williams in the next few days. Look for more. There are reportedly going to be produced videos with him, you know, sit-down interviews being put down out into the media here in the next few days. So look for videos to be released in the next few days for the first time actually seeing and hearing from Danny Williams. Look for that. And then look for Mr. Williams to be doing interviews live via television. So look for that in the next week. I'm just letting everybody know that. By the way, it should be any minute now, because Paul told me it was going to be 2 hours ago, about 3 hours ago. Infowars.com, there is a massive Libya story coming out with the former head of the Congressional Black Caucus coming out and saying he was in Libya, which he was on record with Gaddafi, and that Gaddafi was ready to stand down and leave unconditionally, but they wouldn't even let him get out of the country. They wanted him dead to make it a new Islamic State. They were going to make Libya the Islamic State, but they've since lost control of it, so they've moved to Syria. In fact, it did just go live, exclusive. Hillary killed Libya peace deal over personal vendetta, claims whistleblower. Gaddafi agreed to hold free elections, but Clinton's refusal led to ISIS takeover. Yeah, I think Paul there, we've been working on this for 2 weeks, may have missed a key point. We're going to add it because this is really an Alex Jones, Paul Watson story. But Paul's a great guy, you know, hammering it out, that they wanted a failed Islamic State, and she also wanted to kill him because she does like to kill world leaders and is a killer. So it is a personal vendetta. That part's accurate. But they also wanted the Islamic State. Saudi Arabia wanted that, and so that was part of the deal. But again, that exclusive has gone live at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Yeah, it's up there on the site right now. Exclusive. Hillary killed peace deal over personal vendetta, claims whistleblower. And I mean, I would add claims former head of Congressional Black Caucus. Because there's a bunch of other witnesses, too, but the forest gets lost for the trees about those people. The story here is the former head of the Congressional Black Caucus, Mr. Fauntleroy, came out and said that and broke that down. We're going to go to break. When I come back, I'm going to play a clip from January of Roger Stone here on the air with us talking about Danny Williams, who's now 30, and talking about the fact that they went and checked. There is no DNA test. When this first came out in the mid-1990s, they said, oh, there was a DNA test. He wasn't the child. None of that is true. And so we're going to force Bill Clinton and Hillary to talk about this, and this is going to open up the prostitutes. It's going to open up not taking care of kids. It's going to open up him saying Black Lives Matter unless it's your son. This is a big deal, and this is an October surprise, one of many. But this Libya story is big, big, big. And there's going to be more in the next week coming out on this front as well. So stay tuned for all of this and more. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com is the news site. Obviously, this is an incredible time to be alive. I've got more on WikiLeaks, set to release the big data dump. at 3 a.m. Central, 4 a.m. Eastern. We're going to be live on air with a video and audio feed at InfoWars.com starting tonight at 2:30 a.m.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FiegelRecords.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
By the way, this is part one of articles. I'm going to have to stay up tonight and write one myself. And I'm not blaming Paul. He's a superstar. He does a great job. We've been on the phone with former leader of the Congressional Black Caucus. He's the source of the story confirming all this. We got a bunch of documents backing it up from this Christian missionary. But the media will just try to demonize that and spin it. We have the congressman, the leader of the Congressional Black Caucus at the time, who was there with Gaddafi when he was ready to completely stand down and give up, and the State Department said no, and they were on the phone with Hillary Clinton. That's who we have. That's who's in this story. But I guess we went with part one that doesn't even mention it. This is a disaster. And I'll just say it on air. You know, I'm in a total war against these people. Anyways, and I just cannot stand it. Anyways. Let's go to the clip of Roger Stone here talking about what happened and what's been unfolding with the son, Danny, 30-year-old son, Danny Williams, of Bill Clinton that I've been covering for 20 years. It's a fact. I've talked to the state troopers. I've talked to everybody. I think I interviewed his aunt 20 years ago, but she's coming on the show. He's coming on the show. The bottom line is the Clintons are pure evil, and we have to defeat them. We have to stop them, and I have so much energy right now. I don't even know what to say to everybody. I'm just so sick of it all and watching Bernie Sanders get up there and say, it's true, my supporters do live in their mommy's basements and are nothing but baristas and shouldn't think they're going to get a bunch of free stuff, even though it's what I dangled in front of them. Piece of filth. He's such a con man. He knows he's a con man. It doesn't matter. You're going to get Hillary elected, you Sanders supporters. You'll make it look plausible when she steals the election. That's what you want. You want to be losers. You want to be failures. You love being con. How dare Paul not add it in this part of the article with the congressman? Joking. Paul's doing a great job. I'm just frustrated because we have all this data from the congressman, all these other documents, and that was supposed to be in this report. I guess we'll call this part one, but the headline should be former head of Black Congressional Caucus, pictures of him with Gaddafi, who was there on record, said Gaddafi was ready to stand down and Hillary said no. And he's a Democrat trying to plead with her. Well, why not? This is sensational. Fauntleroy, he's coming on. He wants to come on Monday. We got to get him on sooner. 35 days out from the big kahuna, folks. The big, juicy, mega enchilada. The enchilada supremo grande. The November 8th election, only 35 days, fleeting days left. Let's go ahead and play a clip of Roger Stone as we go out to break.
The most egregious thing to me here is the fact that the mainstream media lets Hillary run around saying Black Lives Matter, but they don't address the question of Bill's abandoned, rejected, mixed-race son, Danny Williams. Danny Williams is a fine young man, Alex. He's 30 years old. He's a churchgoer. He's built a small business, put himself through college. But he is the son of Bill Clinton. His mother was Bobby Ann Williams, a cocaine-addicted prostitute that Bill hired on several occasions to pleasure him. We know for a fact that Danny is Bill's son because Bobby Ann tells us she had not been with any other Caucasian gentleman. And in 1999, the Star, owned by Robert Altman, a Bush crony, friend of Bill, college classmate of Bill in Georgetown, undersecretary of the Treasury, a guy who's given over $500,000 to the various Clinton political and financial escapades, he owns the Star. They write that they have a DNA test that absolves Bill. Alex, I went to the current owners of the Star. They were gracious in opening their files. There is no DNA test. Danny Williams is Bill's son, banished by Hillary. It's Hillary who told his mother and his aunt that they'd be arrested if they came around. It's Hillary who puts a private detective on silencing the rumors about Bill's illegitimate son. It's time for the Clintons to do the right thing. Acknowledge, love, cherish, nurture your son.
All right, we're going to be right back. Walter E. Fauntleroy, leader of the Black Congressional Congress, as soon as he tried to expose this, they tried all these fake indictments and went after him and all the rest of it. I mean, he's, by the way, fearing for his life in basically hiding right now. with all of this. This is getting crazier and crazier by the minute. That report's up on InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There is a very important report, exclusive. Hillary Clinton killed Libya peace deal over personal vendetta, claims whistleblower. The documents, the photographs are there. I remember at the time hearing that Gaddafi was trying to unconditionally surrender, and she created a failed state. She bragged about it. I came, I saw, he died. Very, very credible report. We've spent a month basically vetting it. It's up on InfoWars.com. A part two is coming. Paul Watson did a great job putting this out. Appreciate his tireless work. Appreciate the entire crew's tireless work. Speaking of tireless work, tonight, starting at 2:30 a.m., that's 3:30 Pacific, 3:30, that'll be... 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central, 1:30 Mountain, 12:30 Pacific, we will be breaking down the WikiLeaks announcement that is set for, again, 3 a.m. Central Time. So about 30 minutes before that announcement starts, we're going to be on air, ferreting around, working on getting the feed from this conference in Germany. And then as the WikiLeaks information breaks, We're going to be giving live analysis and writing articles in real time, myself and Paul Watson from London, England, and whoever else from the crew wants to come in during the middle of the night and cover this with us. The energy in the air, the energy politically worldwide, is quite frankly more than I can handle right now. I'm having trouble sleeping, something I've never had trouble doing. I've even cut back on caffeine. It's not helping. I am more aggressive, as you can notice on air. I am bouncing off the walls. And everybody else is, basically. I mean, we've got Bill Clinton's real son coming out in the news. We've got WikiLeaks about to break. We've got people climbing on national TV screaming Bill Clinton's a rapist and then being grabbed. We have just got Black Lives Matter vandalizing Trump facilities and beating up Trump supporters and attacking their houses all over the country. And the, quote, liberal media won't cover it because they're all about intimidation. They love it. They're thugs. They love using the IRS on Christians and conservatives and patriots and veterans groups, and they're bullies. So desperate times mean desperate measures. We need to be peaceful. We need to be nonviolent. But we need to be extremely innovative and extremely aggressive and savage when it comes to taking action, because this is a war. This is the great war of the 21st century, a technological, technotronic information war to try to bring the United States down. That is what's happening. And Paul Watson has texted me. I'd scanned over, and I had printed an earlier version, and the congressman was in there. See, he's just so perfect. He's on top of it. That's why we all love Paul Watson. Paul Watson, I'm on air sending you a voice memo. Great job. I think when it printed, it didn't print at all, and so that's why I was flipping out. But it wasn't about you. It was just the over-maximization of energy and just the explosive nature of the times we're in, my friend. And I'll be talking to you after the show today, obviously, and look forward to our overnight transmission with the WikiLeaks. In fact, let me just do something here for just a moment. Let me just reset, because I am really about to explode here on air. I had one glass of iced tea this morning, of weak iced tea. I never drink iced tea in the morning, but I thought, I'm not going to drink coffee. I'm not going to drink anything that's caffeinated. I'm not going to take a Brain Force, which has some Uramate in it, but not much. I mean, it's not what really gives you the energy, but I still can't even handle it right now. And I'm going to not be on any caffeine today. And I feel like I am on speed. I mean, that's how much energy is in the air right now. I'm absolutely bouncing off the walls. And no wonder I'm bouncing off the walls. Look at what's happening. Look at what's unfolding. Look at where we are as a culture and a society. Look at these headlines. This is mainstream news. It's up on InfoWars.com. And by mainstream news, it's been mentioned in mainstream news. This is going on. And this is in the WikiLeaks. And this is what Hillary wanted to do. WikiLeaks. Hillary Clinton proposed killing Assange with drone strike. This is confirmed. Murdering journalists. They've already got folks trying to break in. They've already got folks trying to get into the building where he is there in London. Democrat presidential candidate calls for assassination of whistleblower with no due process, report claims. Democrat presidential candidate Clinton once proposed using a military drone strike to extrajudicially assassinate WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, a document published by the organization states. The screenshot tweeted Monday cites a report by the True Pundit. That's what's coming out tomorrow, part of it. Claimed in 2010, the State Department explored ways to suppress the troublemaking Assange before he could publish damaging information on conversations between State Department personnel and its foreign assets and allies. Now you wonder why Assange says she wants to put all of our necks in a noose? Now you wonder why Assange is out to get Hillary? Imagine what's coming out tomorrow. I'm told it dwarfs this. Can't we just drone this guy? Clinton openly inquired. While WikiLeaks has not confirmed the veracity of the report, the Washington Examiner notes that during the same time, the State Department was involved in the discussion of what non-legal methods were available to subdue Assange. Emails previously released from the Clinton private email server and Marie Slaughter, a former deputy director of policy and planning for the State Department, sent an email on the same day, 2010, on the subject of possible non-legal strategies. That's confirmed, killing him for dealing with WikiLeaks. The email also notes that a meeting was held that day to discuss WikiLeaks, reports the Washington Examiner. And he goes from there. That story's up on Infowars.com. So it's confirmed. They talked about non-legal measures, and now it's coming out. Drone strike on Assange, and someone's already tried to climb the building, the embassy he's in, to kill him. So that's huge. We also have a Roger Stone article on it, posted up on Infowars.com. So that's the type of monster we're talking about. And I guess that's what liberals want to hitch their little wagons to, is someone that claims they're this loving liberal person that loves free speech. Her cohort, Obama, has persecuted the press more than anyone in modern history in the United States. Hillary's a close second with Bill. There's a trail of death behind them. They stole 94%+ of all the money that was given for the children in Haiti, who are about to get hit by another giant hurricane. God bless them. And they've deforested almost all of us. There's going to be giant hellish mudslides. Pray for those poor people. She stole almost 95% of the money, 94%+. And it goes on and on from there. And now she wants to kill liberal journalists, real liberals, that were against war, against the NSA spying, against Bush. She wants to kill someone that you people love to claim you are. The truth is, you're in a gang, just like Nazis were in a gang. You want to believe you're on the winning team. You think you have all the answers when what you are is reprobate, empty, horrible people. This makes my head spin. Now, I've got other stuff I want to get to. I want to play the latest Mark Dice video. The latest Mark Dice video is par for the course, and it illustrates the fact that if you especially go to areas of Southern California, these people are living on another planet. They want to put the majority of gun owners in forced labor camps. They want to kill us. They want Hillary to be a dictator, you name it. There's new video. Hillary supporters signed a petition to allow illegal immigrants to vote in presidential election to stop Donald Trump. And you may think this is shocking. Almost all of them agreed. The Democrats had a bill that failed narrowly to let illegals vote in California. They've done the same thing in Illinois and other states. Now, they'll say, well, that's racist if you don't. So I can go to Mexico or China and vote? Well, China doesn't have voting, so it doesn't matter. So that's how crazy this has gotten. That's how upside down this has become. Here's Mark Dice's latest report.
Quick signature to support the illegal aliens to help them be able to vote this election.
Sure.
Just trying to stop Donald Trump any way we can. So by getting the illegal aliens, yeah, birth. Okay, you can print there then, I guess. Just trying to get the illegal aliens allowed to vote this election to stop Donald Trump. So we figure desperate times call for desperate measures. Thank you for supporting that. Will you support the undocumented immigrants and let them vote this election? We're trying to get as many liberals on the voter registrar as possible. So 15 or 20 million undocumented immigrants, if we can help them vote. Birthday signature to support the illegal aliens. They've lived here. They have driver's licenses. And so it's kind of discriminatory to not allow them to vote in the election. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. I definitely agree.
The fact that the election has a lot to do with them, they should probably have a say.
I agree with that.
In the election. So to help the Mexicans be able to vote in the election this year, we're trying to get the illegal immigrants to be allowed to vote in the election to stop Donald Trump. So we just needed a few more signatures. Will you help out with that? A name, birthday, and a signature to support that. For the illegal immigrants to get on the voter registration ballots to help stop Donald Trump. So just, yeah, print there, birthday, and a signature to allow the illegal aliens to get registered to vote this presidential election. Birthday? Thank you. There's maybe 15 million of them, and if we can get all those illegal immigrants to get registered to vote, then we could maybe stop Donald Trump. So, thank you so much. We want to just make sure that all the illegal aliens that are here not only stay, but can vote in the election, just to help participate in the political process. So, will you help the undocumented immigrants be able to vote this election? Just a print birth date signature.
Only if they don't vote for Trump, can I guarantee that?
Well, none of them are. If we can get the Mexicans to be able to vote in this election, we can definitely stop Donald Trump. So 15 million undocumented immigrants, we're going to get them registered to vote.
Cool.
Thank you for that. You know, with 10 or 15 million illegal aliens in America, if we can allow them to vote in this election, that'll really help out with our agenda. So appreciate you supporting the petition to endorse that. We just want to make sure that those 15 million people can participate in the election this time around. So appreciate your support. Yeah, birth date signature.
I don't know if you can read this, though.
Well, it'll just be counted as another signature. We're going to be sending this off to Washington, and then hopefully we can get those 15 million illegal aliens to be able to vote this election.
Nice.
They live here, and we need to have them voting. So, hey, help the Mexicans be able to vote in this election.
I've seen this before. Who's recording?
Oh, right over there, actually. Absolutely. Yeah, good for you, man. Thanks for thinking, bro. Appreciate that.
I like what you do, man.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel at youtube.com/MarkDice and stay tuned. New videos
almost every week, I think is what he says. Absolutely. Mark Dice doing a great job. I'm so honored to have him as a contributor and to see him just get better and better and mature and get like fine wine, just more amazing as time goes on. Just like Paul Watson, just like Rob Dew, just like Darren McGreen, just like all the rest of the amazing crew here, from Leanne McAdoo to David Knight to Mikhail Phelan to Don Salazar to Kit Daniels to Kellen McBreen, to the crew back here. The real superstars at InfoWars are the Nico Acostas and everybody else back there. I try to thank everybody, it'd take an hour, that really are kicking butt and working so hard to bring you this information. And they're the folks that'll be here tonight. I said, whoever wants to volunteer, and I got a lot of people that want to volunteer to come in and start working at 2 a.m. We'll go live at 2:30 Central. And then we'll have the WikiLeaks announcement sometime after 3 a.m. And Paul Watson and I will give analysis of that information. Then I'll let Paul Watson go so that we can have some of the first articles out dealing with this, because this is an info war. They've already got their pre-spin ready. They know what was in her 33,000 deleted emails. They know the different things that Assange is going to be going after. And remember, she even called for a drone strike. So the word is, and I'm just going to let you know this now, Julian Assange has recorded hours of everything that's in the documents. It's already been given to independent media. Not us. I would be very honored, but not us. It's very dangerous. So in a way, I'm like, thank God, please don't. But it's my duty. I'll do it if I got it. But I'm like, not us. But they can't kill him because he's already got recordings. He's already got the documents. It's already in multiple nations. It's already been distributed to more than 20 different organizations and people and groups. And so he's going to do a live video breakdown of some of the top crimes and incredible things so that he can break it and basically state what it's really doing instead of them trying to spin it. Because if you just put the documents out, they'll spin it. So we're going to be there live time with Assange as well, breaking this down, going with our spin, you could say. I mean, everybody sees through road colors. Classes. Everybody distorts things to a certain point, but we try to tell the truth. The mainstream media is going to be distorting by design, on purpose, lying to everybody, and I'm not putting up with it. Now, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and start opening the phones up until 1:30 Central, about an hour and 15 minutes from now, when Roger Stone joins us breaking massive amounts of news. I personally... I'm going to try to settle down a little bit because I'm not somebody that chokes when history's happening. I'm somebody that rises to the occasion, but sometimes too far. You know, it's like having Matt Drudge just show up here, almost had a heart attack. I mean, I don't mean literally, but I can hardly talk. Or Donald Trump coming on, knowing how historic it would be. It's just amazing. It's amazing to be here with you. It's amazing to be fighting this evil. It's scary, but it's something we've all got to do together. So I am extremely honored to be here with you. We are the Deplorables. We've got the new graphic. We're tweeting it out right now at Real Alex Jones. They, ladies and gentlemen, are the Delusionals. They are a little head on a stick bobbleheads of the establishment. And there's a new graphic we're tweeting out at Real Alex Jones right now. Please tweet it to everyone you know. 96% of Americans do not trust the mainstream media. AP study. The Delusionals. They are the only ones that believe their BS. Very, very powerful. And it doesn't even have an Infowars.com on it, because we put it out like that because a lot of other news sites won't spread something, or other conservative sites or libertarian sites won't spread something if they think it promotes another site. I don't care. Use it. Repost it. Do whatever you want. I just want to save the country. I'm skipping the break. I can't help it. I just want to defeat the Clintons. And I realize that's what it is. I've never been this cliffhanger in my life. I mean, I guess it's what it's like if your kid's in emergency surgery and you don't know if it's going to die or not. What that must be like. I thank God I've never been in that position, but I don't know. 35 days of this. I mean, Hillary's evil, people. There's no way you can support her. I don't know how these ignorant people out there don't know the evil we're up against. We've got Russia threatening war again. We've got Congress trying to tell the Pentagon, along with Obama, to get ready for war. We've got them saying shoot down Russian airplanes. That's being promoted. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's why it's so over the top what's going on. It's so obvious that the Clintons need to be arrested and Obama needs to be arrested. It's for supporting radical Islam, attacking Russia, Europe, us, the Middle East. It's so obvious these people are pure evil. George Soros is a frickin' lunatic, man. George Soros, Google it. I'm going to do a piece on this. I remember reading these writings in a magazine. I went and Googled it like a month ago and meant to do a whole piece on it where he said, I believed I was a Messiah and still do, but I didn't want to tell people when I was a young man that I was the Messiah because they might lock me up. Exactly. Exactly. Here's a little clue. When you're rounding up fellow Jews by the thousands, when you're 15 years old and leading the Nazis to them and a spy finding where Jews are hidden in Eastern Europe with your father, you're not the Messiah. Here's a little clue for you, crazy man. I just cannot believe it. It is crazy. It is crazy. It is crazy. Let me tell you something. It isn't hard to know which side to pick when the government run by foreign criminals is spending hundreds of millions of dollars a quarter. The Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment, Soros Group, to actually fund, rioting and killing police. That's what they want, to destabilize the whole country. People say, well, what's this kissing the police butt all of a sudden? All of a sudden, I was trying to keep the police from being globalized and federalized because they would be our oppressors. And now to get rid of the police we have, they're just going to terrorize them until they quit and put their social justice warriors in, run by the UN. I'm fighting the same fight I was always fighting. But over the years, the enemy's positions change and how they're manipulating change, and we change to oppose each front of that battle. And I was never against local government. I was never a hateful of the average police officer. I knew it was a tough job, and a lot of really good men and women were involved in it. We were always supportive of good police officers. We've been unsupportive of them being turned into revenue-generating Gestapo, which they haven't been completely turned into yet. That's why we're in a battle for our country, for our police, for our children, for our culture, for our rights to religion and private property and everything else. We're in a total war. This is as important as World War II, people, because it's a creeping death propaganda war. That's why it's so important. It's almost an abomination to just be up here on air calmly talking about this. I saw some ad this morning on Fox called The Fanatics. It's like a website. Maybe we can find it online, Fanatics ads. And it's made to look like a movie, you know, a video, home movie shot with like a VHS. You can tell it's fake because it's shot to look really crappy. Nobody's had cameras like that for 15 years. And the guy screaming and yelling when his team wins, he pulls his clothes off and runs to the street screaming. You're supposed to run through the streets screaming when an enemy's invading or taking over like Paul Revere. You're not supposed to do it because your dumbass team, the Eagles, won. It was an ad to make you buy a jersey and to punch your emotions for war over some simulated crap over some football team. And so, really, I'm like a crazy fan of the football game right now that's painted up green, you know, foaming at the mouth because, man, you're supposed to foam at the mouth when hardcore, sneaky, evil demons like Hillary Clinton are taking over your country, your civilization. They're out to break your families. They're out to get your guns, bitter clingers. They're out to absolutely turn us into slaves. They're making fun of us. They enjoy killing Christians. And my very essence, I guess my spirit, is just rising right now to an uncontrolled level. I'm going to just rip my shirt and jacket off right now and go crazy because what's happening is so epic, and we need to just absolutely throw these people off of us and defeat them and turn the criminal tide and reverse this. Now, I'm going to stop, and I'm going to say something right now. We've got a solar panel system that we sell that's excellent, that has a great control unit, is one of the latest designs, very affordable. It is 33% off. We've never really run a special on it. The InfoWars Solar Base Station Power Supply, 33% off. Retail at InfoWarsStore.com. From our research, the InfoWars Store Base Station Supply System is the most affordable and high-powered solar generator out there. And now we're giving you 33% off the Solar Base Station at InfoWarsStore.com to help you get prepared while supplies last. The InfoWars Solar Base Station has a unique lithium-ion phosphate battery and will last up to 8 times longer than your typical unit. One unit provides 1,500 watts of continuous power and 3,000 watts of peak power for any emergency. This solar supply system is the real deal, and we're giving it to you at the lowest price possible. We've done the research, and this is one of the best emergency power backups out there. Get the InfoWars Solar Base Station for the lowest price ever, 33% off, InfoWarsStore.com today. While supplies last, that's InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we are introducing 7 years in the making, that's 2 years before we even got into nutraceuticals, this has been developed. It's off the new pharmaceutical-grade system they're doing in Europe, the way it's delivered, the 50 million strains, the 23 probiotic strains, the 50 million live cultures. It's amazing. It's got the enzymes with it to fuel the good microbes, the good gut flora. Biome Defense, InfoWarsLife.com is the sub-page of InfoWarsStore.com that takes you right to the high-quality nutraceuticals. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out today, along with the 30 other InfoWars Life products, like the oil of oregano that is the most organic Mediterranean style ever. People are raving about that. I never even plug it. People say they take that with the oxy powder. They take that with the natural defense, and it just absolutely changes their lives. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And finally, InfoWarsTeam.com is where you can find the entire longevity line. That's hundreds of great products discounted at InfoWarsTeam.com. When you sign up for auto ship, you can get free shipping. Sign up as a distributor and get the 30% off and other specials. The lowest prices you're going to find anywhere for longevity products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and so many other great products are at InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com or 888-789-9277. We'll be back with the third hour, see if I can settle down, focus, and cover the news. But I'm on fire. America's on fire. The world's on fire. Stay with us.
We are now only 35 days out from the historic November 8th election. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.